If there's any doubt about how seriously Dominicans take baseball, consider that yesterday, when native son Vladimir Guerrero was named the American League's most valuable player, the Dominican president declared it a national holiday. And Guerrero, an outfielder for the Anaheim Angels, took the call naming him MVP at the presidential palace. In fact, four of the top five contenders for MVP this year were Dominican, so the president considered it a lock and started planning a celebration months ago. Rafael Perez is senior manager of Major League Baseball's office in the Dominican Republic.
Obviously, there was a high expectation from Vladimir winning the MVP, but it goes beyond that. It's the fact that you see Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz finishing in the top five, so it will be remembered for a long time because it's the first time you see three Dominicans being the top three voting and Vladimir Guerrero actually winning the MVP.
And let's not leave out Miguel Tejada.
Oh, and Miguel Tejada as well.
Number five, right?
Yeah, that's right. So you have to understand the passion and the following that baseball has over here at the big league level and that everybody was celebrating.
Would you have imagined a day like this, that it was really only a matter of time that Dominican players would so dominate the game that you would see four out of the five contenders for MVP in the American League be Dominican?
Well, you knew it was going to happen, especially because you saw the Dominican players, you know, kind of making it to the big league and having some sort of impact throughout the season. But a couple of years ago when Miguel Tejada won the MVP, most of the Dominican believed that was the best season ever for Dominicans in the big league, and much less to expect that a couple of years later, you know, we could consider that this year was the best season ever for Dominicans at the major league level.
It must be something of an industry now. It's not as simple as just saying that baseball is in Dominican blood. You've got an efficient machine, I think, churning out players down there.
Currently, we've got 27 academies operating here. You know, these academies are, they're signing players pretty much every day. You can tell you that last year there were close to 400 kids signed. So the numbers pretty much will tell you that the more players you sign, the better chance you got to get big impact players at the big league level.
Well, how many do you figure would make it to the majors?
Well, still the rough numbers is that 4 to 5% out of those will be impact players in the big leagues. But taking consideration that even though we're talking such a small percentage, you know, most of the other kids will have chance to play for an extended period of time through the minor leagues, are earning, you know, a good living, which is much better than if they would have stayed back here in the DR and trying to work at a minimum level in a factory, you know, given the situation that we have in a third world country like this one is.
You know, the legend about another Dominican player, Sammy Sosa, was that he used to play with a glove made out of a milk carton and a ball made out of socks. Have things changed? Would you expect that kids in the Dominican Republic, if they want to play ball now, they have what they need?
Well, I think that maybe those times were back 15 years ago. I think that now you're going to have kids that at least they got a glove, maybe not the best glove, mm-hmm. maybe not the best shoes, maybe not the best bats, but you know, just those time of using cartons, they might be gone by now. But if you come over here, you're going to see the passion of these little kids from any sort of community, you know, from the poorest of the poorest to the ones that maybe, you know, middle class. It doesn't matter. Everybody want to have a chance to play professional baseball. It's a dream for any Dominican man.
Mr. Perez, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Rafael Perez, senior manager for Major League Baseball in Latin America. He spoke with us from Santo Domingo. Incidentally, Dominicans now make up just under 10% of Major League players, by far the largest foreign-born group.